Blake, what's it like coming in when you know it's the final game of the regular season here today for the players inside the room?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not a great feeling, especially the way we've been going here lately. You know, guys are feeling good. You know, we got some guys playing some really good hockey right now, so it's a disappointing feeling.
What's worked well for you guys, Blake, in this stretch? Games like the last wild period, but last, let's say, 10 games.
Well, I think our team can score goals. You know, we've shown, you know, the offensive abilities that a lot of guys on our team have. So for us, it's just a matter of knowing, you know, when enough is enough. And, you know, four goals normally in this league is good enough, and just shut it down and play a little bit of defense, make simple plays. That's how you win hockey games.
What does it say about your team playing as well as you are at this point in the situation you're in?
Well, I think we have good guys in the room. You know, there's no quit. It's easy to come to the rink when you've been eliminated from the playoffs and, you know, stop doing the things that you do. But, you know, what we've been trying to preach is, you know, one day we're going to get to the spot where we want to be, and these games are going to be important at that time. So it's just building good habits, especially with a young team.
Like, is there any carryover if you finish up like this the way you have? Is there anything you can take into next season, or is it you just wipe it clean?
I don't think so. You know, we did it last year too. You know, won four games in California, and you know, here we are again. So it's mostly just about showing the young guys that regardless of the scenario, regardless of the situation, you come to the rink ready to work and prepared to play every single night. You do that enough times, you know, you're going to be playing in more playoff games, hopefully sooner than later.
Like, is it a benefit to at least feel good going into the summer? I mean, if you have the slump, say, at the end of the year, you might not feel as good going into the break. I mean,
no, I appreciate what you're saying. It's regardless of how you finish up, you're still going to go, and you know, the fun starts next week. So you can be proud of the way your teammates, you know, competed through the entire season. I think that's the biggest thing you take out of it was, you know, like I've been saying, you know, the older guys come to the rink every day, ready to work, ready to play, and you know, show the young guys kind of how that's done.